U.S. cotton producers are feeling the same pinch as other commodity growers in the country. Stay tuned for Farm to Fork.
Hey there, it's Mike Rowe, and if you're out there getting dirty, do me a favor and remember to call or click 811 before you dig. And when I say dig, I refer to any activity requiring boring, tilling, drilling, probing, reaming, plowing, drudging, or even scoping. Anything that causes you to roll up your sleeves a little and dig in requires you to first connect with 811 so that you can avoid all those buried pipes, wires, and cables underground. To sum up, call or click 811 before you dig and visit safeexcavator.com for more information.
When I was a kid growing up on the farm long, long ago, I never gave a thought to the potential risks involved in some of the work I was doing. Looking back, it's a miracle I survived. If your children are doing farm work, make sure they know how to do that work safely. Farm safety and health is everyone's business. This reminder is brought to you by Farm to Fork, through the generous support of listeners like you across the country. Learn how you can help at NorthShoreProductions.com. As cotton industry professionals gathered last month in New Orleans for their big national conferences, there was a fair amount of talk about the slump that cotton producers are seeing. Gary Adams is president and CEO of the National Cotton Council.
It's tough from an economic standpoint for producers. We have seen costs that have increased substantially over the last several years. In fact, as we look at comparing, say, this year relative to 2018, we're probably up on average about $200 per acre on cotton cost of production. At the same time, competition has increased. Brazil and Australia have larger crops now. We're continuing to see more and more polyester product come out of China. So the global fiber markets are a challenging environment.
Adams goes on.
Some of the things we're looking at are ways to better incentivize demand for U.S. cotton. Are there options where we can look at ways to leverage the sustainability and traceability of U.S. cotton and hopefully add value to those brands and retailers and have them request more U.S. cotton through their supply chains?
Adams also expresses optimism, though, with respect to farm policy activities in Washington. That's based on meetings he and his staff have had with the staff from both the House and Senate Ag Committees since the new administration began. That's Farm to Fork. I'm Darrell Anderson.